It is my honor to have in studio for our Gatorade one-on-one a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, former NFL general manager, currently with SiriusXM NFL Radio, Mr. Bill Polian. Thank you so much for joining me. Congratulations on your Hall of Fame induction.
Thank you.
I know it was a great thrill, right?
It sure was.
Highlight of the life, right?
Yes, it is.
Let's talk a little Eagles, could we?
Sure.
Tons of moves. You're a former general manager. You're sitting there in March. You see what the Eagles have done, taking a 10-6 team and making all these changes. What did you think of it at the time?
I thought it was business as usual, actually. Chip has a blueprint. He knows how he wants the team to look. He knows how he wants them to play. And if you look at that as an observer, and I was on ESPN at the time as well as Sirius Radio, and talking about it, if you look at it from the standpoint of the blueprint and you say, okay, these two running backs have been added and they're power backs. They're guys who can run inside the tackle. They're guys who can run through linebacker. And there's two of them. So the load can be shared. You see that there's a very direct correlation between the moves that are made and the plan that exists. If you focus only on the names, oh, Shady McCoy is lost, this guy left, you miss the forest for the trees. Or you miss the trees for the forest,
right.
I guess. The bottom line is that there is a plan. He's following it. He does it in an orderly manner. He does it in a matter-of-fact manner, because that's what you do when you follow a plan. And there's lots of sound and fury that surrounds it. But if you look at it through a general manager's eyes, it makes perfect sense.
How about the quarterback position? Taking a Nick Foles 2 years ago in the Pro Bowl, 27 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, trading him in a second-round pick for a quarterback, while talented, injury prone the last 2 years.
Well, if you look at it from the perspective of Chip believing very strongly in his sports science system, and the fact that they believe here that they can get injured players back up to speed and to work with them and develop them and make them whole again and productive again, it's a great move, because no one would argue that a healthy Sam Bradford is not better than a healthy Nick Foles. There's no argument about that. The argument is about whether or not Sam Bradford can stay healthy, and we will see about that. Mm-hmm. I would tell you that from a general manager's standpoint, there's probably some risk to it, because the odds don't favor it in terms of when you look at an actuarial table. But everybody's different. The docs have had their hands on them. They know what they need to do here to rehab them. They know what works in their system. So in that sense, it makes sense, but only in the context of a belief in their sports science system.
We're here on the eve of preseason game number 3, Eagles-Packers. Everybody wants to get to September 14th and the Atlanta Falcons. What do you think of this football team? Do you feel like you have a good sense of what the Eagles are?
Yeah, I do. I think that this is going to be an offensive team that, if Sam Bradford stays healthy, will be an outstanding offense, even more explosive than it's been in the past. Because they will be able, with these two running backs, assuming that they both stay healthy, they will be able to control tempo and control time and move the chains without having to resort to the passing game. They will be able to run the ball. If you looked at Chip Kelly's teams at Oregon, they were run-first football teams. That's what this offense is. The media doesn't realize it yet, but they'll see it in this iteration this year. Defensively, again, a lot of sound and fury surrounds the defense. Well, they gave up too many long passes and this and that. You start to look at the personnel on that defense, you say to yourself, this is a pretty darn good group here. And you know that Billy Davis is taking what is a very complex defense and spoon-feeding it on a year-to-year basis. Now you have some guys who's like Fletcher Cox, who've been in it 3 years. You know, guys who understand it. Connor Barwin's been in it 3 years. So they're now learning the nuances of it. And so the combination of the personnel and the ability to tweak it in such a way that it utilizes some really outstanding personnel, I think is going to make it better. And so this is a team that, if healthy, and they, you know, underline
with every team,
with every team, every team in the league, that's exactly right. If healthy, this is very definitely a bona fide contender. And by that I mean for the big dance. The only thing that will stop it is injury to key people. And every year in a league of 32 teams, there are 12 that are really bona fide contenders that really can overcome nagging injuries and little injuries and non-catastrophic injuries and make it all the way. This is one of them.
You've mentioned the term sound and fury a couple of times. Why is there so much sound and fury with, I guess, everything Chip has done since he comes into the league?
Well, you know, there are stories and there is actual fact. And here in Philadelphia, the stories and the actual fact differ pretty widely.
Makes it for a lot of fun.
Which makes it fun and interesting. But the fact of the matter is that the facts are very different. But you have to understand that Chip has a blueprint that he's sticking to, and he doesn't care about the sound and fury. He's going about it in a very business-like way.
What were your thoughts on Chip when he came into the league?
Oh, I thought he would be successful. I really did, because some of the things that he did at Oregon were really outstanding. The whole way he built the program was outstanding. You could see that he understood the game and what you had to do to win. It wasn't just based on recruiting, and that's therein lies the difference. You know, if you can out recruit somebody at the college level, you can win. You can't out recruit them at the NFL level. You have to have substance. You have to have a program, and he had substance and a program at Oregon.
Last one for you, Sam Bradford, 2010, first pick in the draft. What did you think of him coming out of Oklahoma, and is he considered, in your mind, an elite talent?
Well, he was coming out. There's no question about that. He certainly was the number one guy in the draft. Mm-hmm. No question about that. And he's performed well when he's been healthy, but he's just never been healthy. So we don't have a body of work to go on other than a year or two where you can say this is what Sam Bradford really is. What you always say, whether you're a talent evaluator or a media person, is when Sam Bradford is healthy, he is an upper echelon talent. But that's all you can say now. He's got to stay healthy. If he does, in this system, which is very similar to the one that he played in college, I think he'll be outstanding. But the big question is how.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Bill Polian, thanks so much for joining us in studio at Gatorade One-on-One on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.